据韩国时报的一篇报道说，韩国首尔地方警察厅10日向韩国国土交通委员会提供的一份资料显示呢，今年1到6月份韩国地铁全线共发生性犯罪案件的628起，近两年来韩国地铁性犯罪案件呈现高发的趋势。 Korea Times reports the number of sex crimes being reported on subways is rising rapidly. During the first half of the year, 628 crimes were reported, nearly 60% of the 2013 total. The number of such crimes has been fluctuating over the last 3 years. It fell to 848 in 2012 from 1,291 in 2011, but rose to 1,026 in 2013. Sex crimes on subways are classified into two types, direct sexual harassment, including touching or rubbing body parts, and photographing others' private parts with hidden miniature cameras.
Unbelievable what people get up to on the subway, isn't it? These crimes using cameras have been increasing. In 2012, the number of hidden camera crimes overtook direct sexual harassment, increasing steadily to 559 cases in 2013, up from 439 in 2012 and 448 in 2011.
I'm thinking about what about the women-only carriage? Maybe that works, but in South Korea...
Do they have them anywhere?
No, I don't remember they have.
I don't know, though. I suppose, I mean, you know...
But many cities have such particular carriage for women.
Really?
Yeah, for example, Dubai, I remember they have.
I mean, instead of just having one women-only, maybe they should alternate the carriages down the train. I don't know. I'm not really in favor of that kind of segregation, to be honest.
Yeah.
And I wonder really also, I mean, because what should be addressed is not segregating men and women, but what should be addressed is teaching a minority of men to behave themselves by prosecuting them and by making sure that when a woman makes a complaint, it's taken seriously and the police and the station staff follow it up.
Yeah, and the problem may be the punishment is not serious enough. That's why people keep doing that.
Well, the other point is, and it's the same with more serious sex crimes against women, if the police don't take it seriously and prosecute, then women won't come forward because they'll know that they'll go through a humiliating experience of having to recall what happened to them. And if the police and authorities don't take them seriously, well, word will spread and fewer women will come forward. But, I mean, these crimes involving miniature cameras are quite astonishing what people are getting up to.
如果你喜欢我们的节目呢，想要重复收听，你可以登录我们的网站 CRIEZFM.com 或者通过微信接收我们每天推送的节目精选内容。我们的微信公众号 China Drive 双语中国秀，你可以在微信添加好友栏中输入 C Driver CDRIVER。